I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The job market has returned to its growth trend in June after a weak spot earlier in the spring. So we learned on Friday. Right now, midsummer is also when you'd expect teenagers out there in full force. But there's been a decline in high schoolers who look for work, part of a decades-long trend. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Lifeguarding, scooping ice cream, those classic teenage summer jobs figure prominently in the new season of the show Stranger Things.
Can I get you guys a little taste of the Cherries Jubilee?
Back in the 80s era of the show, more than half of high schoolers were bringing in a paycheck. Today, only 35% are working. Ryan Nunn with the Brookings Institution says teens these days are spending more time on school, taking advanced classes and summer programs with an eye toward college and long-term earning potential. Teens were largely pushed out of the job market during the recession a decade ago, and they haven't really returned to the extent expected, says Nunn.
So it's sort of a shift from labor force participation to more engagement with schooling.
But in the tightest labor market in decades, many companies need all the help they can get. Walmart spokeswoman Michelle Malishok says the company is aiming new benefits like free SAT prep and college classes at teens.
It really makes sense for high schoolers to give Walmart a look.
Taco Bell has been holding hiring parties with free food and games, and McDonald's is accepting applications through Snapchat. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.